Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, good morning. It is so good to be with you. I am really sensing God in this place and I am looking forward to sharing the word that the Lord has put on my heart. Have you ever noticed recently how many people are discouraged, despondent? They're looking down. There's so many things happening in the world that are negative. I think that's part of coming out of COVID. But I was speaking to a dear friend just a couple of weeks ago on the telephone, and he was really challenged, and as I was speaking to him, I was trying to encourage and lift him up. I was telling him about the good things of God, and we were rejoicing together, and I was just trying everything I could to lift him in spirit. Well, would you believe it, after I came off that telephone call, I don't know what happened, but I just perceived this heaviness that came into my spirit, this heaviness that was upon me. I just couldn't shake it for a couple of hours. It didn't matter what I did. And I went, wait a minute, I'm going to go and pray. So I went into my office and I started to pray and just ask God to really move on me. I sensed that there was something there that just should not be there. I began to feel a little bit better, and as I came walking through my corridor, I caught my image in the mirror. Now listen, I've done that many, many times. And I stopped in front of my mirror, not to check my hair or lack of it, not to check that everything was fine with what I was wearing, but I looked at myself in the mirror, and I'll tell you exactly what I did. I began to confess and declare the word of God. I looked at my reflection and I began to speak to myself. I says, Neil Cameron, before you were even formed in your mother's womb, God knew you. He's chosen you. He's anointed you. He's purposed you. He's planned you. Neil Cameron, all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. We know that we are more than conquerors. You're getting the message. And I want to tell you folks, as I began to look at my reflection and declare the word of God, I began to speak of prophecies still to be fulfilled. I felt a change in my spirit. I saw a change in my demeanor. I was aware that I had done something that David did many, 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 many years ago in one of my favorite scriptures when it tells us that David encouraged himself in the Lord. I truly believe that one of life's greatest freedom is the freedom of choice. How you respond or react to any given situation. Are you going to be a victim or are you going to be a victor? Are you going to overcome or are you going to be overwhelmed? Are you going to have your head down or are you looking up? Yes, my friend, we get to choose our attitude. I love this. While confined in the death camps of Nazi Germany, Viktor Frankl noticed that those around him who did not lose their sense of purpose and meaning were able to survive much longer than those who had lost hope. Listen to what he said. Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of human freedoms is to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. And in 1 Samuel chapter 30 records one of the severest tests that David had to face in his life. This was what we call a do or die situation. How his response would test or would be testimony to whether he was going to survive and become king or else whether he was going to it was going to destroy him completely. Let's read this scripture, 1 Samuel 30, verses 1 to 3. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city. And behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Well, I've yet to meet anyone who doesn't love David, that character from the Bible, the giant killer, the psalmist of Israel. The Bible tells us that he was a man after God's own heart. Come on, who hasn't heard the story of David defeating Goliath, the giant, the underdog? He comes through and he's victorious through Jesus Christ. Yes, we all love David. And you would think, surely, a man like David, a man chosen, a man anointed, a man set apart for the purposes of God, surely he's going to have an easy life. Surely there's going to be no challenge, no problems, no difficult circumstances. You could almost imagine David say, I'm called, I'm chosen, I belong to God. And when that oil flowed down from his top of his head to the soles of his feet, you would have thought David went, hey, I'm on it and I'm in it, the purposes of God. But in David we see even someone after God's own heart, someone who seeks God early in the morning, someone who writes songs about the goodness of God, he had to go through challenge and circumstance. He had to endure excruciating physical, emotional, and spiritual pain. David. But that's why I want to speak this morning on this. It's time to pursue, overtake, and recover all. Yes, my friend, I believe that's a word for you right now. You're feeling down in the valley. You're feeling cast down. You're feeling out of it. The weight of the world is upon your shoulders. There's circumstances that are overwhelming you right now. But I just sense that God has sent me to encourage you and tell you these words. Don't step down. Don't step back. But this is your time to pursue, overtake, and recover all. Not just recover some things, my friend. It's time to recover all. You see in the story of David that he had a number of tests that he had to face. There was a test of trials. Have you ever felt that you're going through trials? It almost seems that from the moment that David was anointed by the prophet Samuel that the world was against him. We read that his brother Eliab eyed him up jealously and tried to belittle him and ask the question regarding his character. Saul, who was the king at the time, pursued him vigorously. He was after David to take David out. Listen, he didn't want to just put David down. He wanted to take David out. It would seem that when David was in the sheepfold looking after those simple sheep, that he didn't have this problems that now he's experiencing when he's in the will of God and doing the things of God. And yes, my friend, maybe you feel like that this morning. Maybe there's just a sense of trials and challenges and circumstances. It would almost seem like everything is against you right now. And you're wondering, God, what is going on in my world? It's been nearly 10 years that he's been running from Saul now. And now he's also facing what we call the time test. He's faced the trial test. But now the time test. And you know what I've discovered? Over time, discouragement can destroy perspective. Like a virus, it can spread within us and become contagious in our thinking, in our mindset, in our attitude. Have you ever wished, I've wished this a lot, have you ever wished that you could just be sort of saved and raptured at the same time? You ever wish that the moment that you ask Christ to come into your life, that you could leave this earth, go to be with heaven, no more problems, no more challenges, everything's beautiful, Selah, we're in the presence of God. Do you ever wish that sanctification was instantaneous? In other words, that you didn't have to crucify the flesh because all that stuff was dealt with and all the challenges that the flesh man brings up, that you didn't have to deal with that because you were a saint. The fact is that when God looks at us, he sees us as saints. We know that it's a process that we're still going through. It's what I call the test of time. And David found himself in this situation. Why? Because he did not go from anointing to appointing. He did not go from the oil on his head to being on the throne. There was this long time period. And sometimes, my friend, when you're facing the test of time, yes, you know God spoke. You know God has declared things over you. You know God is for you, not against you, but you're still praying for that unsaved loved one. You're still dealing with that health issue. You're still struggling with that besetting sin. And you thought that by now that prodigal would have come home. You thought by now you would have victory over the circumstance. You thought by now that you would be delivered from fear and there would be a soundness of mind. And sometimes, soundness of mind, and sometimes when we go through what I call the time test, we can lose perspective. In 1 Samuel 27:1, David thought to himself, one of these days I will be destroyed by the hand of Saul. Listen to what he said. The best thing I can do is to escape to the land of the Philistines. Then Saul will give up searching for me anywhere in Israel, and I will slip out of his hand. David, what is going on? God had said, you will be king. He spoke through the prophet as that oil flowed. If God says it, folks, believe it. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Therefore, whatever Saul had in mind for David, he could never take him out because God had already said, David, I've counted you in. And David knew this deep down within. But now he's dealing with the time test. David has also just come through some mighty victories himself. But you know, discouragement can come hard on the heels of remarkable victories. And David chose to focus on what might happen, not on what had already happened. He chose to look at the possibilities of Saul catching him instead of recognizing that God already had him. You know, I've discovered in life, folks, the enemy can get into your mind and into your spirit. I believe that the mind is the battleground of the enemy. If he can get into this mind, if he can begin to talk and tell you you're defeated, you're never going to see the victory. You'll never get through this trial. If God is for you, why is it taking so long? I tell you, he will mess with your mind. He'll get you upside down. That's why the Bible says that we must be what? Transformed by the renewing of our mind. That's why, just like as I was speaking in that mirror and prophesying to myself, that's why right now, if you feel that the enemy is having a heyday in your mind, in your psyche, because David also had to face what I call the perspective test. Yes, my friend, he loses his perspective on life. He thinks that by going to the enemy's camp, by going to the Philistines, his enemy, that he will make Saul quit. He thinks that, wait a minute, maybe if I go there, you know what David starts to do? He starts to look over the fence. You know what David starts to do? Instead of looking for victory where God had placed him, he starts to look for peace elsewhere. The challenge was not the geography of where David was. The challenge that he was facing was because there was a call on his life. There was a plan on his life. There was a purpose on his life. And he ends up going to the Philistine camp. There's a portion of scripture in there that's so sad. We don't preach much on it regarding David. When he feigns to be a fool, he begins to spit all over his beard. He acts crazy. How sad that we see that about David. And then David says to the Philistines, listen, I'll fight with you. Actually, he was with them, but he was still fighting against them. So we see this man of God that now he's deceiving himself by thinking he'll be safe in the enemy's camp. And he's deceiving the Philistines by saying he's for them when he's not. Friends, I've discovered this. Deception never works. And maybe that's where you're at right now. Maybe you're struggling with perspective. Maybe you're thinking, well, wait a minute. I'm challenged. I'm struggling. Life is difficult. But if I was there, if I was here, if I was with this one, if I was with that one, if I did this, if I did that, my friend, if God has called you and purposed you, listen, stand still. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left, but put your trust in God. So back to our scripture, where we see what I call the zigzag experience. Let me read this scripture again, just in case you forgot. And they taken the woman captives that were therein. They slew not any, great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Friend, how do you respond to impossible situations? How do you respond when everything you hold dear is taken from you? David had to deal with what I call personal loss. Both of his wives had been taken, who he dearly loved. But not only did David have to deal with his own personal situation, but he had to deal with the loss of others. All his men, his friends, his buddies, the ones that had been with them so faithfully over the years, their wives, their children had been taken also. And David's not only dealing with personal loss, now David is dealing with the loss of those around him. And it just compounded everything that was happening in this situation. Maybe you're dealing with a personal loss right now. Maybe you're dealing with a loss that's happening, things happening round about you, and the enemy is getting into your psyche. The Bible says that it got worse because the people lifted up their voice. 600 men, the Bible says that they wept until they had no more strength. What must it be like to hear 600 men wailing, absolutely crying out, all the emotions within them because their loved ones had been taken from them? It got even worse because we read in that story that then the men spoke about stoning David. Wait a minute. David the man? The one after God's own heart? Their leader, the one that had been faithful to them all along. Now they have no more strength to weep, but David recognizes, because he's seen that look before. He's seen that look in the face of Eliab. He's seen that look in the face of Saul. And now he sees it in the face of the ones he loved. Now they're not singing songs about him. They have stones in their hand, and they want to take them out. Take him out. The folks that were with him are now mad at him. They stopped believing in him. David, why didn't you see this coming? If you're in tune with God, why didn't you weren't you aware of this zigzag thing that could happen? And the Bible says about David, listen to this words, folks. David was greatly distressed. It doesn't say he was distressed. He says he was greatly distressed. Well, how would you respond? What would you do? David has no more strength to cry. His men are talking about stoning him. He feels he's let everyone down. I guess for David, it could have been one of those moments where he could have just given up. He could have said, it's too much for me. He could have said, God, I can't go on. I can't handle it. God, I don't know how to take this any further. Could you imagine if we read in the scripture and David just surrendered to the men? They stoned him, buried him. God was mad at them, and then God looked for someone else. No, my friend, the Bible doesn't say that. What do we read about David? In the midst of disappointment, in the midst of discouragement, in the midst of everyone against him, dealing with personal loss and the loss of others, listen to this about David. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. You see, my friend, I've discovered something. Zigzag can either be your graveyard or your greatest opportunity. Zigzag can be the place where you just give it up. You say, God, can't handle it anymore. Can't deal with this. My family that are unsafe can't deal with it anymore. Can't deal with this financial burden anymore. Can't deal with this pressure anymore. God, I'm just giving up. I'm just going to settle down. Lord, I'm going to take my foot off the accelerator. I'm just going to take it nice and easy because it seems that other folks get by so easily. It would be so easy to do that. My friend, I want to say to you, everyone in life is going to face a personal zigzag. If you haven't faced one yet, Don't want to encourage you, but you will. You'll face a time when you have to make a decision, when the world seems to be falling down around you, when everything that you love seems to be falling apart, when it seems like, you know, the things that you put your trust in and you held on to are disintegrating before your very eyes. My friend, what are you going to do? I'm so thankful that the Bible just simply says this, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. I love that three-letter word, but. But David made a decision to encourage himself in the Lord. The sheer weight was piling upon him. The pressure was enormous. One bad thing after another is happening to David. But what does David do? How does he deal with the doom, the depression, the disillusionment, the distress, and the desperation? Nothing's changed. Everything looks hopeless, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. My friend, he had no podcast. He couldn't phone a friend, not his wife, not his family. But what did he do? He encouraged himself in the Lord. What do you do when everything around you seems to be collapsing? I'll tell you what you do. You do what David does. You begin to encourage yourself in the Lord. One translation simply says David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Another version says, but David took courage from the Lord his God. I love that. How did he do it? Was it a special song? I don't know. Was it a prayer? I don't know. Was it something he confessed, just like I did in the mirror? I don't know exactly how David did encourage himself. All I know is this, he did encourage himself. Maybe he reminded himself that the Lord helped him to kill the lion and the bear who tried to steal his father's sheep. I'm sure he would have thought about the time the Lord helped him to fight against Goliath, that giant. Oh, you come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, our God. He probably thought about the times that the Lord had delivered him from being destroyed by Saul. My friend, I don't know how he did it. All I know is this, that in the midst of everything that was pulling him down, he'd hit rock bottom. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. My friend, here's a secret. Here is a secret to victorious Christian living. When no one else will help you, when no one else is going to bring words of affirmation, you've got to learn to encourage yourself in the Lord, not in your circumstance. Sometimes it's not even in your finances or in your family or friends. But you can encourage yourself in the one who is sure and certain, the rock, the one who promised he never leaves us and he never forsakes us. He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Listen, if everything is going wrong in your world right now, encourage yourself in the Lord. If friends forsake you, encourage yourself in the Lord. What was David's secret? He knew that God was still with him. He then inquires of the Lord. I love this. Now he's getting back to doing what he should be doing. He says, God, what should I do? And now comes these words that I believe is prophetic for you right now. The word comes to David. David, pursue, overtake, and recover all. Yes, my friend, pursue, overtake, and recover all. I believe that we're coming into a season where there is going to be the recovery of dreams, of families that are distant coming back together again, loved ones that are not serving God. I tell you what, I'm believing that salvation is coming to your house. You're going to recover all. The Bible says that not one of the wives or the children were harmed. David then goes and with the 600 men, 200 are too exhausted to even go. David now has less men than he had before, but it's not in the number of the men. You need to get this, friend. It's in his strength and trust in God. He goes from 600 to 400. 200 are exhausted. But listen, David knew something. He knew this when he fought against the giant. The battle belongs to the Lord. Well, Scripture tells us that David went with these 400 men, and they recovered all. I believe that God is speaking to your heart right now. You're ready to give up. You're ready to throw it all in. You don't know how you can continue. Maybe it's a marriage situation, family situation, business situation. I don't know what your situation is, my friend. But listen to what I've discovered about David. 3 days later. 3 days later, he discovers that Saul is dead, that Jonathan is dead. One comes to him with the crown and with a bracelet. David was 3 days away from being anointed, appointed, crowned king. 3 days from holding on to the crown and the bracelet, yet Ziglag could have taken him out. You're closer than you realize. The trial, the trouble, the tribulation, the challenge, the reason that you're facing the onslaught of the enemy is because you are closer to God's purposes than ever before. And my prayer for you, and I'm praying this over myself, just as I looked in that mirror. Yes, there may be trials. Yes, there may be challenges. Yes, there may be discouragement. But I dare to believe that I'm closer, you're closer to the fulfillment of the promises of God than ever before. You're listening to my voice. You've never responded to Jesus. You've never asked Christ to be your Savior. You sense in these moments that God is speaking to you. That's the Holy Spirit calling you into relationship with God. If that's you, would you pray with me right now? Dear Lord Jesus, I recognize I'm a sinner. I need you as my Savior. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. And make me a child of God. Amen. Wonderful, my friend. If you prayed that, that's the best decision you could ever make. I want to pray for you, Christian. Yeah, you're struggling. I see that smile. I see that smile that is covering your pain. I see that smile and that great attitude that you bring, but actually, you feel like you're falling apart inside. Things around you are crumbling. Pursue, overtake. Surely you will recover all. Let that be the word of God into your life right now. Father, I'm praying for Christians, whatever they're facing, whether it's a health issue, family issue, business issue, employment issue, financial issue, whatever it is right now, God, a time issue, a perspective issue, a trials issue, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that victory will be theirs, because our God is for us, not against us. Hey, this is Neil, preaching to me as much as I'm preaching to you. Pursue, overtake, surely we will recover all.